Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I want to talk to you today about beliefs that stop you from achieving your desired result in business. I know many of you are thinking about starting a business. Some of you maybe have a side hustle that you'd love to grow into your full-time gig. And after over a decade of being in business for myself, I've uncovered some beliefs that I think hold you back, and if you can shift away from them, then you can start to see the success that you desire, and you'll start to see that success is not nearly as difficult as the world has taught you to believe. So stick around, get some pen and paper. You're going to appreciate this show. In case you're new to my program, I'm Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to start the business, grow the business, expand the business. Maybe you want to be a brand. Maybe you want to be a personality. Maybe you have a gift or talent that you're ready to monetize. I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Package. It is a 3-month service as well as a 1-year. I just launched the 1-year version of the Massive Result Package. Really great for someone who's wanting to go to the next level, not sure how, but determined. If you are determined, please consider the 1-year Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, beliefs that stop you from achieving your desired result in business. First one, you have to have a huge following. You have to have a huge, huge following. You probably heard this a lot, and followers and subscribers and no. You could have 5 people that buy from you, and that is what you need to succeed. You could have 10 people that follow you and buy from you, and that's what you need to succeed. It really depends on your business model. It's not so much how many followers you have, it's how many people are willing to buy from you, and how many people do you need to buy from you. And once you get clear about that, then you can build all of your efforts, all of your time, all of your energy around achieving that result. So you don't need to have a huge following. You could have 5 people. Right? If you have 5 people that pay you $1,000 every single month, and for many people, that's a sustainable living, depending on what it costs you to do business. Okay. Next, your work isn't good enough. This is another belief that gets in the way, that your work isn't good enough. This comes from, sure, low self-esteem. You know, and I've given you a lot of tips recently on how to clean that up. But also, it comes from comparing yourself to other businesses. You don't know what the back end of a business is. You don't know what that business owner is doing, what their goals are, what they're actually making. So trying to decide whether your work is good enough based on what you're seeing in the marketplace is not a strong enough indicator to base a belief on, right? And so I'd say just let it go. If you have the desire, if you believe in yourself, then go for it. You're good. So let go of the belief that your work isn't good enough. It's probably more than good enough for who you want to buy it. Next, you have to base your pricing on what your peers would pay for. So this is one I saw for me a lot. My mom has probably never really invested in personal development at this point, she's probably not even bought a romance novel in 3 decades. So she's not the person for me to talk about my pricing with, right? And the few times that I do, she's always going to push back on pricing because that's just not the world she lives in. So you can't base your pricing on those around you. You have to base your pricing on you, what you feel is right for you, what is a match to your business. No one else can determine that but you. So don't think about what the people around you would pay for. Think about what your ideal customer would pay and what feels in alignment with your gifts and talents. I wanted to say the effort you put into it, but even that is subjective. You just get to define it. You get to define what your price is, and then your job is to be open and available to people willing to pay that price, whatever it may be. Next, a belief that gets in the way of business is you have to compete with other businesses. That's a bunch of bullshit. That's like saying you have to compete in the dating market. No. You know, you just have to be a match to your right partner. Same with customers. You just have to be a match to your right customers. A lot of this is what you'll do with me if you were to work with me as a coach. But the sense that you have to compete, no, that's a bunch of garbage. Let that go, please, today. There is no competition other than you competing with the you were yesterday. Be better, right? Next, you think it's hard to make money. You think it's hard to make money. It's not. It's not. We've all made money. You've probably sold something if you have a side hustle. So clearly, you can make money, right? So it's not hard to make money. And is that a belief you might have to really work on and clear out? Yes, because we live in a world that tells us it's hard to make money, particularly if maybe you're a woman in business, if you're a woman minority in business. It's hard. It's not any harder for you than it is from somebody else. It's just a perception that has been implanted in you, and all you have to do is change that perception. Next belief that gets in the way of you achieving your results in business. You think being in business is not as sustainable as a job with a consistent paycheck. Meaning you're not going to be supported. It's hard to come by. I've told you the story. Self-employment. Oh, it's difficult. You're going to have up and down months. That's just not true. You can build a business that works for you. You can build a business where you're earning consistently every single month and you build systems to support that. Or you can have months where you earn a tremendous amount of money and you then divide it up so it is consistent. So, but it doesn't necessarily mean that a paycheck is more sustainable than a business. Just because you have a date on that paycheck, you could lose your job, right? With business, one thing I do love about being in business for myself, I'm not going to fire myself. So think about along those lines. There is probably nothing more stable than being in business for yourself, because you know that you're going to get up every day and do the work to generate the result that you want in business. So let go of that belief. Next, belief that gets in the way of being in business successfully is you think you have to service everybody, right? Your whole market isn't the world, right? So this is where you might have to do a little research and get clear about who your ideal customer is and where to find them. But you're not responsible for servicing everybody, and you don't need to create products and services for everyone. You know, that you can be a high-end brand. You can be a mass brand, right? It really depends on what type of business you want to create and how you want to execute it and what your ultimate goals are. So don't go into business thinking, oh, I've got to be everything to everyone. No, you don't. Just serve the people who are most interested in working with you. But more than that, serve the people you are most interested in working with. Okay, next. And that's, I want to jump in here. The law of compensation, it's a universal law. I think there's a lot of misinformation about that law. The laws of the universe are really simple. Like, I know that Brian Tracy writes the law of compensation is that you need to be in demand. I get where that thought process might come from, meaning like if you enter the market right now with a rotary phone, you're not in demand, right? You know, the phones that you have to put your finger in and you twist around. We saw, you know, I think they were on their way out when I was a kid. So yeah, I could see how that might be the case. But even in that, let's just say you did want to sell rotary phones and you make it a vintage item and you sell it to collectors, still a business, right? So I think the law of compensation has been miswritten by the patriarchy. And so there's a sense that you do have to compete and you have to be in demand and that money's hard to come by and you need to service a lot of people. But that's not what the law of compensation says. And I would encourage you, Google law of compensation and look for the simplest definition, and it'll help you get clear about what it is. But it's very similar to the law of cause and effect. You get compensated for the work that you do, or you get compensated for the energy that you put out. Pretty simple. But I know that, you know, men, I don't want to blame it all on men, but we allow it, you know, we as a people have allowed that to occur, but we let one group of people determine what is successful in business, and that's just not the case. So let go of those beliefs and move into a space of knowing that you can craft and create the business for you. And that works for the person that you want to service or provide product for. And there does not need to be this difficult component to it. Because even in a pandemic, like let's say you were a restaurant. There were restaurants that were still thriving, right? I know, because I probably frequent them, you know. The restaurants that I love that were still open, I ate pretty regularly out during the pandemic. That was the way I felt a sense of centeredness during this time, was to engage dining food made outside my home. And so even in a pandemic, even in a disaster, you can still find a way to thrive. Will it require some shifts? Will you have to adjust your perspective? Absolutely. But there's no, it's not written in the sky that these businesses get to succeed and these businesses don't, right? Okay. A few more here on beliefs that stop you from achieving your desired result in business. You think that there, this one connects to my last point. You think that there is a right way and a wrong way to do business that's based on something created outside of you. That there is just, this is right and this is wrong. Yes, there are some wrong ways to do business, and I'll tell you, this is the number one wrong way to do business. You're not in business, meaning you are calling yourself a business, but you're not trying to make any money doing it. So that's not a business. So again, that's not even right or wrong. Oh, and then that statement, that's not even right. That just means you're not in business, right? You might be calling it that, but it doesn't mean you're in business. So yeah, you just want, the goal of a business is to make money. So there's no right or wrong way to do that. It's just what feels true and right to you. Right? And does it match your business model? So what do I mean by this? You might have a business model where you use testimonial marketing and you're really into testimonial marketing and that means so much to you, but you don't have any testimonials on your website and you're not pushing or encouraging your clients to write testimonials. So then why use that as your marketing plan, right? That would be, quote unquote, a wrong way to do business. Only wrong because it's not in alignment. So you're saying testimonial marketing is important to you, but you're not collecting any testimonials. So all that is just clean it up. Either decide that you don't want to use testimonial marketing and let that go, or you commit to building a strong testimonial marketing plan for yourself. That's it. Alignment. That's what alignment is. It matches. What you say, what you believe is what you do. That's it. Okay. So there's no right or wrong way to do business. You get to decide. And it's not been created by somebody outside of you. Right? It's just what you decide. And do you stick with what you decide? Or you can always amend what you decide so it works for you. Few more here. You think sales and marketing is embarrassing, like having to offer your services, which is just place. That's, you know, selling and marketing is part of business. That's just is. It doesn't need to be embarrassing. It doesn't need to be difficult. It doesn't need to be this stressful process. It's just offering. It's just sharing. It's just telling people you exist. It's no different than if you were having a party and you sent invitations out to let people know you were having a party. They still get to say yes or no whether they're going to go. And I doubt that, like, you're sitting at home crying your eyes out if somebody RSVPs no, right? It's just the same with selling. You know, you make an offer, and if someone's interested, they're like, yeah, tell me more. If they're not, you just move on. That's it. It's not complicated. I know I'm saying I'm keeping that really simple, and I know there's a lot of charge around salespeople and what it means to sell and marketing, and but just reel it back to the basics. What is sales? What is marketing? How does it help you grow in business? And just do that. Keep it simple. Next, you feel like you need to be perfect. That will always get in the way of you being successful at anything, but particularly business. You need to have the perfect education, or you need to have the perfect business plan, or you need to have the perfect credentials, or you need to have the perfect people backing you. And that's just, that's also a myth, you know? You don't have to be perfect. You just show up and you do the best you can at that moment. And then tomorrow you do even better than that. And whatever your best is the next day, you do that. And that's more than enough. You just show up. Keep showing up. Keep showing up. Keep showing up. You'll fix things as you go. You'll tweak things. You'll repair them. Things will change. You'll make changes. And that's all. You don't have to be perfect at this. And I'm doing this show because I think there are more women that are aching to be in business. More women who are aching to take control of their finances and their financial life and their professional life. And so these are the beliefs that get in the way of women doing that. So if that desire is on your heart, that desire is of God, right? It's meant for you. That's where you're meant to explore, to expand, to grow, to be the best version of yourself. So you denying yourself based on these crazy beliefs isn't serving anybody well, and it's definitely not serving you. So trust the desire and pursue it. Go full out. Start the business. I'll give you a few more here, and then I'll wrap. Last one. You have to raise a lot of money, or you need a lot of money to get started. This is also a lie. You need as much as you need, and you won't know until you sit down and look at what type of business you want to start and what you need to get that started. And it's probably way cheaper than you think. It's probably way cheaper than you think. So you don't need a lot of money, and you don't have to raise a lot of money. Now, if that is the type of business that you're running, then that's a business model. And so you have to do what's in alignment with your business model. But if you chose that business model for yourself, then, and you're holding a belief other than I chose this business model for myself, obviously I feel I can be successful at it, then yeah, we should do a session together so we can clean that up. But most people don't have business models that require a lot of capital, especially in today's age, where you can advertise pretty affordably, because that's usually the bulk of your expense to get started, might be advertising. Yeah. Okay. So after you clear up these beliefs, you'll want to look at the stories that you might be telling yourself about what it takes to be successful in business. So open your journal, write this down. I can only be successful in business if I, and then just let whatever comes up. Let whatever comes up, write it down. Don't try to screen yourself or judge yourself, because you're going to show yourself very clearly what you need to be successful. Now, in that, know that once you make that list, you can amend those. So you might have on there, oh, I need to have a lot of 5-star reviews, right? And you realize, like, do I really need a lot of 5-star reviews? If you don't have a business that requires that, you don't need it. So then you need to take that out of the requirement. Or I'll give you a real life example. So in my book business, I think so, very much embedded in my subconscious was that I needed print books. And recently, as I was drafting my updated business plan for that business, I realized I don't want to do print books. If I do print books, it would be like a special like promotional for fans or something. And I mean, really limited run, and it would be more like a collector's piece, not to be, you know, not for a reader like who just discovered me. It'd be somebody who already owned all the ebooks and they wanted a print book. Maybe I would sign it or something. But that's a very specific offering, right? My actual books, I want them all in digital form, and I want to sell in digital form. I believe in the digital book market. So then I had to take that out of my consciousness and say, nope, that's not a part of my business model. So then I wasn't holding myself accountable. You know, I was feeling like, oh, I'm so behind because I haven't had covers made to have these books run, and who would, you know, will the quality be good enough? So all of that junk I got to move out of my mind once I decided that wasn't a part of my business process and a part of me being successful. You see where we're going with this? You decide. And whatever you decide is what the universe is going to hold you accountable to. But you can always re-decide. And the universe is not going to give you anything outside of what you've decided, because that's a vibration, right? Your beliefs, your thoughts, your words, your actions are all a vibration. And so if you're holding this perception of what success is that's not matching the actions and beliefs and thoughts and words and feelings that you have, then you've got to change something. So either you change your beliefs, your thoughts, your words, your feelings, and your actions to match that perception you're holding about what it takes to be successful in business, or you change your perception about what it takes to be successful in business, and then make sure all of your actions, your words, your feelings, your thoughts, your beliefs match with that. And that's how you do it. So that's my show on beliefs that hold you back from being successful in business. If you are ready to start a business, I would love to support you in doing that. Love to help you do the energetic work. Love to help you align with your definition of success. Consider my services. The Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening to this program. And until next time, take care of yourself. Wait, I have an announcement. If you listen to this show on Apple Podcasts, there's some issue with the updates. I'm going to encourage you to subscribe. And, you know, I never bring that up because I feel like you get to do whatever you want to do. But in this case, if you want to see new shows, I'm noticing that they stopped updating as of February on the app, the Apple Podcast app. If you have an iPhone, that app, they haven't been updating. But if you subscribe, then you'll see all of the new shows. I'm not sure what's going on there. I'm working on the back end to get that resolved. And then, of course, you can always listen to the show directly from my website. It updates there, from Blog Talk Radio, from Stitcher, from Amazon Music, and Spotify. So you can get your dose of Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio on a regular basis. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.